Ir a trabajar no es fácil cuando tienes que llevar a tus padres al cardiólogo o a la farmacia. Lo bueno es que el cuidado médico de calidad de Kaiser Permanente incluye videocitas con tu doctor y envío de la mayoría de las medicinas a casa por correo para que te ahorres el viaje. kp.org/viva bien. Kaiser Permanente. Viva bien.
Citas sujetas a disponibilidad cuando sean apropiadas.
Benbridge is your personal jeweler, your on-call treasure hunter, and fearless fashion explorer. 20 years ago, we introduced the most beautiful diamond we have ever offered. The Signature Forever Mark Diamond, found exclusively at Benbridge, is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Each diamond is hand-selected and graded beyond the normal 4Cs. Less than 1% of the world's diamonds qualify to become a Signature Forever Mark Diamond. Click the banner to explore our Signature Forever Mark Diamond collection. Benbridge.
Baseball Dad's number 27.
Hey. Dad, you want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Welcome to Baseball Dads. I'm Jason Acquisto. You can reach me on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. Hey, we're everywhere. We are also brought to you by Chico's Bail Bonds for all your bail bond needs. Chico's. I got to tell you, I missed baseball a little bit. Yeah, I mean, the Red Sox won the World Series. Free agent season is in full swing. It's interesting. I'm all about that. But really, what we're doing here is we're counting down the days until pitchers and catchers report to Florida and Arizona. That's kind of what we're doing here. I do feel like Rogers Hornsby, you know the quote. The great Rogers Hornsby once said, "People ask me what I do in winter when there's no baseball. I'll tell you what I do. I stare out the window and wait for spring." Getting cold here in Indiana. We do have football. We have basketball. But I miss baseball, and maybe you can relate. But I am very excited to tell you. Very cool stuff. I got the chance to meet and to talk for a long time with, this is the first segment of the interview I had with the great grandson of one of the all-time greats in Major League Baseball history. Now, you don't need to be a Cardinals fan to understand how great his career was. But let me tell you a little bit about the man, Stanley Frank Musial. Lifetime batting average, 331. Let's let that sit for a minute. Hits, we all know, 3630. 24-time All-Star. He made the All-Star team 24 times. 3 World Championships, 3 MVPs, 7 NL batting championships. He won the batting title 7 times. Of course, he is a member of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, and St. Louis Cardinals have retired his number 6. He's on the All-Century team. He even won the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So, a little bit about the man. I mean, he's in the conversation for the top handful of players ever to play the game, and I had the chance to talk with Tyler Musial, his great-grandson, on Baseball Dads.
My name's Tyler Musial. So my great-grandpa is Stan Musial.
Tell me more about him.
Yeah, I mean, he was truly everything that people believe and, you know, heard about him, and same in his public life as he was in his private. I mean, he really was, it sounds corny, but a professional person as well. And he, you know, couldn't be nicer. I've never seen him turn down an autograph or not shake a hand or not say hello to a kid running up at him at family dinners. He really was such a good person, caring, genuine, you know, all the adjectives that made him the man. So, yeah, I mean, growing up, I didn't really know, I guess, who he was necessarily. I mean, growing up, we called him Popo Stan. And, you know, I think probably my first memory of me really understanding who he was. I was down in Jupiter in spring training.
How old were you at this time?
I was probably around 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And I remember being there at Roger Dean Stadium, and somehow family got wind that I was Stan Musial's great grandson, and the dad came over and whipped out two baseballs and had me sign them. And he was basically like, I just want to get these two balls signed by you in case you become the next Stan Musial. And that's a vivid memory in my head, thinking, okay, this is a little different. That's probably the first time I kind of realized who he was. At that time, I was still living in Louisville, Kentucky. Moved to St. Louis when I was about 9 or 10 right after that.
So to put it in a time frame, when you were a little kid, what age is Stan at this time?
Stan passed 2013 when he was 92. So I was born in 1991. So, when I was 9 or 10, he would have been, right around 80. Mm-hmm. Early 80s is probably the time where I would, start, formulating memories and, really got to know him well, middle school to high school years.
So what's the family connection real quick? So great-grandfather. So his son is your grandfather.
Yep. So his son is Dick Musial. And then, my dad is Jeff. So direct, male lineage down, that makes me the great-grandson. So yeah, Dick did not play baseball. He ran track at Notre Dame. Mm. And then my dad was not much of an athlete. So kind of makes me the baseball player in the family. I had a couple of cousins, Brian Schwarzy. People listening who are Cardinals fans to this podcast might recognize Brian. He was always the one in the golf cart riding around Busch Stadium with Papo, and really was his caretaker, kind of at the end there. Brian played baseball. He was a great track runner and soccer player as well. And then I had a couple of cousins. Andrew, my cousin Andrew was a great hockey player. But outside of Brian and I, kind of the only other baseball players in the family. So,
The family name, Musial, I mean, do you have to carry that on? Is that any pressure that you feel?
I do. I have to have a boy for the name to carry on. I would say, yeah, it's probably a little bit of pressure. I mean, I'd like to carry on that legacy, but I don't want to jinx it. If I talk about it too much, I'll probably have 4 or 5 girls.
Yeah.
We'll give up at that point. So.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me about when you were growing up and this is Papo. But when did you start to realize, you mentioned a spring training, that's a great memory, and you're like, the next Stan Musial, oh, wow, this is different, right? What's that like for a little kid? You played baseball at that time. You were already playing, I guess, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
So did it ever occur to you that hey, this guy, he's pretty special. He's one of the best ever.
I would say, yeah. I mean, I was probably a better swimmer and basketball player growing up. I loved baseball and I was pretty good at it. But I think probably I don't like to use the word pressure. I mean, but, I wanted to play the family sport, if you will. I always looked up to him, from that age forward, and not only the player he was, but the man he was. And, I definitely felt like I, should be playing baseball. So I dropped basketball and swimming around 8th grade and just focused on baseball come high school.
So by that time you were in St. Louis. It's a baseball town, obviously.
Yes. High school in 2005 at CBC High School in St. Louis.
What high school?
CBC, Christian Brothers College High School.
Shout out. All right. Isn't that the big thing in St. Louis? Where'd you go to high school?
Jason, you know that. Yeah, I'm sure. it's unbelievable. You can ask... find out. St. Louis is the biggest small town in the country. So
here you are and that was actually around a transitional time. That's right around, so La Russa came in 96. Mm-hmm. So that was a transitional time with ownership of the Cardinals as well, but still always a baseball town at that time and forever. Stan was always around the club. It was always around. He either had his harmonica, was up at the podium, or he was in the clubhouse. I've seen some really cool pictures of him kind of just sitting in a folding chair talking to the younger players.
It was amazing to see. He loved being in St. Louis. He loved that city so much. Loved being around the Cardinals as much as he could, whether it be going on the spring training or catching the game or being around the guys. He formed a great relationship and friendship with Albert Pujols. Mm-hmm. Starting around that time. And, he loved being around the ballpark and bringing smiles to people. As you mentioned, playing the harmonica or lighting the mood in the clubhouse. I mean, I just can't say enough how much he loved the city and gave back to it and never forgot you know, what the city gave to him in his, you know, 22 years as a Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to St. Louis, you know, after his rookie year. I think he moved there in 42 or 43, and he never left. He never considered leaving. So, you know, he just loved it. He was a genuine baseball guy and loved watching it. And he watched Cardinals games until the end. Truly, yeah. He knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. He came from, originally, like, born in Pennsylvania.
Denora, Pennsylvania.
Same
coal mining town.
Yeah, Ken Griffey born there, too.
So he played baseball, high school baseball, with Ken Griffey Jr.'s grandpa, Buddy Griffey.
Oh, I see.
On the high school team at Denora High School. And then obviously Ken Griffey Sr., a great athlete. And then Ken Griffey Jr., born on the same day, November 21st, 1920, Stan was born. Griffey was born November 21st. So I think one of the times that Stan got to meet Ken Griffey Jr., he kind of nudged him and said, you know, Ken, you're the second greatest left-handed outfielder, born on November 21st in Denora, Pennsylvania. So I'm sure Stan got a kick out of that.
That is great. Did he just relocate and adopt St. Louis as his town?
You know, as I mentioned, he was a Cardinal for 22 years. And then after that, he, you know, had restaurants and bowling alleys and hotels and was part of the community, you know, giving back through charity. And he never left. You know, he made his trip back to the Denora quite a bit. There's family there. My great-grandma, Sugar, as we called her.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear me refer to Sugar, that's my great-grandma, Stan's wife. You know, they both had family there. But yeah, they never left St. Louis.
I always wondered if he ever thought about being a manager or a coach.
Well, he was general manager in 67 when they won the World Series. It was his first and only year as GM, and they won the World Series. I think, you know, obviously wasn't around, but from what I heard, it was pretty stressful, and he was ready to spend more time at home and focus on his businesses. So one and done, and the Cardinals won the World Series that year. So
pretty good year to do it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Talking with Tyler Musial, great-grandson of Stan Musial, on Baseball Dads. And this is the part where I asked Tyler what it's like to grow up and be in those situations where it's so casual to be around great-grandfather Stan Musial and other famous players, like it's no big deal.
It was fun. I didn't probably know how lucky I had it, looking back on it, you know.
Yeah.
Just, I probably wish I asked more questions. I mean, I was obviously nervous.
Yeah.
I remember how much I was shaking asking for Ted Williams' autograph.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I wish, you know, if I had to redo it, I'd ask more questions. And yeah. They're all nice people. They're all nice, nice guys. And it was a true honor growing up and meeting a lot of those famous faces in baseball.
Hey, I was going to ask you, Stan was in the military.
Yeah, he joined the Navy in 1945. He was drafted for 1 year.
For 1 year. But he was already a player, already a major league player.
Yeah.
Because we don't see that these days. Players don't leave to go off and fight in the war. But how did he view that as far as, well, I've got to go serve my country. I'll be back to play for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, he was drafted late. A lot of the Cardinals and a lot of Major League Baseball players went before that. War obviously started in 41, 42, and a lot of players were gone in baseball at that time. I think his draft status was a little different because he had kids and he was the sole supporter of the family. So, I mean, you know, he won a World Series in 44. That was the streetcar series against the St. Louis Browns.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Navy in 45 and missed 1 year. But, you know, you have people like Ted that missed a couple. And, you know, so he was honored and happy to do so. I know that, you know, it was just 1 year. But the war ended and baseball got back and he won another World Series in 46. So.
Hey, man, I'll be back. We'll win another one. Yeah, that's great. Okay, random question. Do you ever walk into a restaurant and there's an hour and a half wait, and then you just, like, accidentally say your name out loud so they might?
I definitely do. I can say I do not do that.
Say the last name, Musial, as in Stan.
A lot of times, more and more lately, I'm getting people don't even believe me, and it's kind of funny. It's like, how do you want me to prove this to you?
I mean,
it's not really worth, you know, what do you want me to show you, my driver's license, or, you know. But,
well, it's an unusual name.
It's one of those things where I get some looks, but no, it's fun, and as I mentioned before, it's just fun to listen to stories. Everyone has, it's always a positive, truly an honor to hear those, and I get to meet a lot of fun people along the way, so.
I hope that I'm instilling in my son, and I hope his generation carries on the knowledge of and the tradition of, and I think, like I said, Cardinals Nation is kind of built on, you know, that character and that work ethic and all those things that Stan was a big part of. So I hope we can carry that on and make sure the next generation, you know, takes care of it.
Perfectly well said. Yeah. Is your son there?
Hey, hang on one second.
Is Anthony home?
Yeah. Hold on. I'll be right back. Anthony. Hey, Anthony. Hey.
Anthony, hi. What's going on, man?
How are you doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. My name's Tyler. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What position do you play there on the Sharks?
I play second base and outfield, but second's like my primary.
You like second a lot?
Yeah.
What? How old are you again?
I'm 15.
15. So are you a freshman in high school?
Yeah, freshman.
Wow, how's the freshman year going?
Pretty good so far. Smooth.
Yeah, have you doing workouts or?
We've been doing like on-field practice twice a week, and then in the weight room and like conditioning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take that stuff seriously.
I mean,
that's awesome.
It's a good way.
Is it early mornings workouts?
Yeah, like 6:30 on Monday mornings, but then everything else is like after school.
Yeah, for sure. That's mm-hmm. awesome, man. And you're looking forward to the freshman year?
Yeah, it's pretty fun so far.
You have a shot at JV or varsity, you think?
Well, there's actually two JV teams. There's no freshman team, so like JV, like the higher JV team, lower JV team, and then varsity at the top. So okay. I'm betting on making one of those JV teams. So
I love it. Hopefully the high one. That's great, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Tyler played. He played high school, and he played D2 at Truman State.
Kirksville, Missouri.
Kirksville, okay.
That's cool.
So he was a first baseman.
That's cool.
First base. Learn how to hit a curveball. I never really got to. I made people pay for the fastball, but I couldn't touch the off-speed stuff. So.
That's what we're working on right now a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah, keep doing that and keep working hard. That's awesome. Do you play other sports?
I play basketball.
Okay.
So that's like off-season, so it doesn't conflict or anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're a Cardinals fan too, right?
Oh, yeah. Big Cardinals fan.
Do people give you weird looks in Indianapolis with your Cardinal stuff?
Sometimes because, I mean, everyone around here is like Reds or Cubs. So yeah. I'll find the occasional Cardinals fan that I can talk good baseball with, but everyone else is rooting for their rivals.
Yeah, I hear you. I live in Cincinnati now, so I feel your pain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Reds.
Not fun walking around, and I seldom wear my Cardinals hat, but when I do, I get some funny looks. But that's okay. I can handle it.
We have a pretty good AAA team here, affiliate of the Pirates.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Indianapolis Indians.
Victory Field there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You've been here.
Yeah, I spent some time in Indy. Yeah, Indianapolis is a nice little town.
Yeah, it's cool. Anthony's got an Instagram account for the Cardinals, Cards Network. So,
thanks.
I'm going to follow you. I'll do it right now. What is it called? Cards Network?
Yeah, all lowercase.
What's that mean? Cards Network, St. Louis Cards Update. You got 561, now 562.
Yeah. I believe so.
Nice.
I'm going to rely on you. We got a lot going on right now. You got to keep me updated.
Hey, I appreciate the follow, man.
Of course.
Yeah.
About Jason, do you help him out with this, or is it all Anthony?
What's that?
It's all me.
Oh, that's him.
That's awesome. How do you do the graphics? That's pretty cool.
I use Photoshop on my phone.
That's impressive. I know it's not easy. This is a pretty saturated market with Instagram about teams, but you this is awesome.
Thanks.
So, yeah, and like I said, I told you that he got the Stan Musial jersey out of all the other ones that, you know, you get a guy.
Awesome. So, wear it proudly.
I definitely do.
Cool.
All right, man. I better get going.
All right, man. Go back.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, man.
Good luck this freshman year.
Thank you.
So,
perfect.
All right.
Perfect. Hey, it was fun, Jason. Appreciate you having me on.
Great to meet you. Thanks a lot. Go Cardinals.
Yep. Go Cardinals.
Come on, let the kids play.
Baseball Dads is recorded and produced at Crow Hop Studios in Fishers, Indiana.
Let them play. Let them play. Let them play! 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 Let them play.
Garrick's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Howie Politics and State Affairs Pro offer insider election coverage, polling, and analysis in Indiana. Our nonpartisan news and legislative tools create a winning combination pro subscribers can't live without. For all the resources you need this election season and beyond, visit pro.stateaffairs.com/IN. That's pro.stateaffairs.com/IN.